Hey everyone, welcome to the Within Her Soul podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Sydney, and we are two Jesus-loving women who have a lot to say about living as Christians in this modern day world.
We deep dive into tough to talk about topics that we know you're battling with. We expose all things relationships, soul care, sex, healing from your past, and more.
We give practical advice in these areas, but also share comedic stories of our own lessons learned and normalize what being a Christian woman in today's society is really like.
So buckle up, friend. It's going to get real, real quick.
Welcome back to the Within Her Soul podcast. We are so happy that you guys are here with us this week. This week, we're going to be talking about what to do when you doubt God or your faith. And I know, at least for me, this has been kind of a topic I would say that I haven't really shared with a lot of my, I would say, believer friends, just because I do think it's something that we go through where we maybe feel ashamed or guilty about some of the things we might think about or something that has crossed our minds. And it's definitely something that I think is normal. And I say normal in the best way, in the meaning of like, it's okay to have these thoughts, but it's what you do with them. Like, we're all going to have these moments of doubting or maybe questioning something. And it's just what we do with that and how we react to it and kind of how do we overcome these thoughts. And so I know we've had some past episodes on what to do if you're not hearing God, or, you know, we even like with me and Sid's testimonies of just like when we really strayed from God, how to come back. But this episode, we're really kind of diving into what to kind of do when your thoughts are maybe not really what you want your thoughts to be, in a sense, and when it pertains to maybe questioning your faith, questioning the Bible, doubting your faith. And we're just going to kind of dive into that a little bit.
Yeah. So there has definitely been times in my walk with God that I've honestly just like overthought God, and I've overthought just all the spiritual things so much to the point to where it makes you start to doubt that all of this is real. Like, kind of like you were saying a minute ago, like you feel so guilty even saying this, but like, it's the truth, because when we get to overthinking, it's like, how could God be this miraculous and this bit, you know? But what comes to my mind every single time is, Sydney, you are not supposed to be able to comprehend. Like, if you could comprehend me, I wouldn't be God. Like, that's how big and powerful and majestic and wonderful God is. Like, our tiny human brains literally cannot fathom it, and we're not supposed to fathom it. And, you know, the scripture that says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, is just proof of that, because we're not, like, that just shows us we are not meant to understand all of God, all of his thoughts and all of his ways. But, you know, I have seen way too many things that are undoubtedly God to not believe that all of this is real. And this is going to sound really morbid here for a minute, but I just want to say, like, if you find yourself thinking about spiritual things and being like, is this spiritual realm like even real? Like, when I pray, does it actually even do anything? And you're like, how is it real? Like, I can't see it. How do I know that all these things are actually going on? Like, angels and all of this in the spiritual realm. Take a second. And this is not something I would ever recommend you spending a lot of time on. But if you go to just like YouTube, and this is very morbid, but if you type in like demon being cast out, there will be videos upon videos. And it, like I said, it's not something you want to just spend your free time watching, because it's very, very disturbing. But you will literally see that the spiritual world is real, without a shadow of a doubt. And so, and that's just one thing. I mean, I could sit here and tell y'all story after story of people close to me and just different things that have happened that it's like, oh, there's no doubt that there was an angel standing next to her. Like, there was one time my mom, we believe there were some men trying to kidnap her. And without a doubt, like, the Lord was with her. And we truly believe he had an angel like walking beside her. I won't get all into that story, but there's just too many things that I've seen happen that are unexplainable to, you know, to not believe that God and all of this is real. And I just share that just for you know, some practical, like tangible, something for you to be able to hold on to in those moments when you do wonder, like, how is all this real? Is all this real? You know, and then there's things like you see leaves blowing on trees. Okay. So like there's the wind, and the wind is obviously real, but we cannot see it. There's been times, even the other day, there was like a song playing or something. And I was driving, listening to a song, and I just got chills all over my body from this song. And I was like, that's such an intangible thing. Like that, like what just made that happen? And you know what I mean? And so like, I'm connecting the two, and I'm like, there is a spiritual world around us, like that there are things that we cannot see.
Right.
Does that make sense? Or did that just sound like crazy?
No, it's so true. And you know what I also get from this, like when you're talking about like going to YouTube and like watching or like getting something tangible to hold on to, because I'll be honest, if you're new in your faith, you probably aren't even thinking that far into your walk. All you know is that someone presented Jesus to you in some way, and you felt this nudge to accept him and to want him in your life. So you might not have stories to hold on to. You might not have something to say, well, like, I know God's real. All you have is this one moment where someone presented Jesus and it felt way better than how you were living. And you're like, I've been lacking God in my life. I've been lacking this peace in my life. And so what Sid's saying is like, go find people who have had tangible things to hold on to. Because as you do this, the Lord is going to reveal to you more and more things as he's ready for you to know them and see them. But that's why whenever we do doubt our faith sometimes, it's from lack of experience and lack of intimacy with the Lord. And I hope that's not offensive to anyone, where if you're going through a battle of like deeply doubting, I just wanted to add in, like, with my experience, some of those really hard times of like truly doubting the Lord came from when I was intentionally, and yes, I did live in a season like this, and intentionally sinning. I was intentionally living my way. I was intentionally walking with the world. I was intentionally putting all of my thoughts and all of my decision-making in Enneagrams and my being a Gemini and me, you know what I mean? Like I put all of my identity in the world, and that stemmed a lot with me doubting, is God real? Am I like, it became, there was a confusion around it. And that's because I lacked experience with the Lord. I lacked experience of knowing what God's peace felt like. And with Sid talking about the song and like, she got goosebumps, that is a physical sign of the Lord's presence in your, like in your space, in that spiritual realm, you know? So it's just like, if you're in this season where you're like, I am doubting God a lot, I would first look at your sin too and ask yourself, is there anything in my life that I feel like the Lord's trying to get me to walk away from that may be particularly hurting my walk with the Lord? But I also just want to add in, there were times where I was so on track with, and I also want to be careful, this is not all about your works with God. Like, you really can just have faith and like not have to worry so much about the back and forth between, am I good enough? Am I not? Am I good enough? Am I not? Because that is exhausting. But also it says like, whenever you are fully walking with Jesus, you know, you sin no more, you know, like follow me and sin no more. And so in these times where I felt like I was really turning away from my sin, I would be in my Bible and I would have this fleeting thought of like, do you believe this? You know, like, do you really feel this? Do you really believe that you're going to die and like be at heaven's gates the minute you pass? Like, but I do. And these thoughts are crossing my mind and I'm having to tell myself, yes, I do believe that. But I also then would feel immediately guilty of like, oh my gosh, did I just deny God? Like, did I have a moment of denying the Lord? Like, did I just do that? And so I just kind of want to share, like, no matter where you're at, it's all about what happens after those thoughts, right? Like, it's going to happen. You're going to have a moment where, and I think we shared about this whenever we talked about intrusive thoughts, that whole episode, which you can go back to that one. That's actually one of our highest listened podcast episodes and has helped so many of you guys. But I just want you to know it's normal. It's okay to be actively pursuing Jesus and your intimacy with the Lord and have this fleeting thought of like, is this true? And I just encourage you to one, acknowledge the enemy might be trying to distract you. That's exactly what he did with Adam and Eve. You know, he said, did God really say? And so it's going to be a normal thought. It's just how you take captive of that and what you do with it and how to actually get past it to where the next time that happens, you're like, nope, enemy, you're a liar. This is true. This is the word. God says so. And I'm a child of God and I'm going to walk through that and be done with that thought and move progressively forward.
100%. And like right before you brought that up, I literally just wrote down, I think the enemy tries to put these thoughts in our heads, you know, in those thoughts, the doubt saying like, do I really believe, which is literally what you just said, what he did to Adam and Eve. Like, did God really say, mm-hmm. do I really believe? Like, and honestly, I told Jordan the other day, these thoughts have come to me most lately when I'm reading God's word, like when I'm in prayer and in my time with the Lord, these thoughts of, do you really believe this? Like, how perfect of a timing would the devil think that would be to come in with those thoughts, right? To distract me. And so it's just such a lie. The devil is a deceiver. He is a liar. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that is it. And so I'm just so glad that we're talking about this and just bringing this to light. And, you know, I don't know why I feel led to share this. I literally don't think I've ever told anyone this. So if you're listening to this, welcome to my thoughts or to something personal I've never shared. But I specifically remember when I was little, my mom took me to see The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which is like a Christian-based movie, right? And I remember leaving there and telling my mom, I remember leaving that movie feeling so scared that I didn't truly believe in God. Mm. Like that I didn't truly believe that, you know, Jesus was sent from God and he died for us and all of that. And I remember telling my mom as a little girl after seeing that movie, Mom, I keep having this thought of what if you don't really believe, but I want to believe, Mom. And I think that I believe and like I want to, but I keep having this thought of what if I actually don't. What a deception, like what a twisted, you see what I'm saying? Like I'm sitting here saying, I want to believe. I want to know that I believe. Obviously I do believe, right? Yes. So it's just the enemy is the deceiver and that is how he tries to come in and wiggle his way and twist our thoughts around. And it's just so stupid and it makes me mad, honestly. Yeah. And he can get on somewhere in the name of Jesus.
Yes. And you know what's so, this just came to me. I actually have a podcast client that I edit their episodes and it's Project Mankind. For anyone that maybe has husbands, it's a man Christian podcast. So I'll put a little shout out to them. But they had a guest speaker and he said something so relevant. He said, you know, to have faith in something, you have to be fully convinced of it. You have to believe it. And so the part that like we question ourselves if we really believe and if we have faith, like the fact that we're saying I want to believe means that there's been something that has convinced you for it to be true. So when you're in that state of you're like, whoa, 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 like I do believe. I know that I believe. And you're having these thoughts. It is such a like sounding of the alarm of the enemy in your life. Like you could be speaking such truth and still have these thoughts. And that is where you're like, okay, I know what's true. I know what scripture says. I know that this is just a tactic from the enemy to distract me. Because remember, the enemy, y'all, I actually wanted to say this a second ago. We like to say, watch, like, you know, if you were to watch a demon get casted out, it is scary. But actually, like, we have power over that. Like, it's scary because maybe we're not used to seeing it. But I can only imagine in the days of Jesus that maybe wasn't as scary. It was probably very normal that demons were being casted out. And it might have made them a little uncomfortable maybe, but like to be scared of it probably was a different adjective to use because they probably saw it quite often. And now we live in such a conditioned world where the enemy doesn't want believers to know that they can do that. They don't want believers to know that they actually have power over that. And so that kind of got off a little topic, but I just want you to know, like, for you to be in this place of maybe slight doubt or questioning your faith, but like knowing like what Sid said, she's saying like, I do believe, I want to believe, like that's a good sign to know, like, hey, this might be an attack of the enemy on just distraction, getting you just to turn your eyes a little bit from the intimacy you might have encountered with the Lord in that moment. So I don't want anyone to feel alone in that, because I definitely did whenever I was experiencing that. Because like you said, mine happened a lot in my quiet time. And I think I shared this on my testimony episode where, like, I'd be in the middle of church seeing like lustful thoughts. I would be in my like closeness with the Lord. And that's whenever I started having these weird questions of like, did he actually raise from the dead? Like, who, like, you know, even though it's true, like there's like actual historical truth to that, you know? And it's like, what am I even saying? What am I even thinking? Where is this from? And then it's gone, you know? But it's like, if you don't know that that doesn't hold weight on you, you can feel guilt, because that's immediately what the enemy wants you to feel, like, oh, you're doubting your faith now. Oh, maybe you're not going to be Christian forever. Oh, maybe this Jesus was just a corporate encounter you had at some conference. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's not going to last forever. Maybe he's not going to make you feel this good forever, you know, and peace isn't going to be for you. And getting rid of all these sinful things you've done, you'll just go back to them within a, you know, it's just like those lies come through. And so it's, you're not alone in that.
Yeah. And, you know, Jordan and I have both been through this. And I think the last thing I want to mention on this topic is just remember that the enemy will try to do anything he can to stop you from sharing the gospel. I mean, that's his goal. And so when you have those moments, just remember basically that.
So true. And honestly, before we move into soul scriptures, whenever this, the reason this whole topic came up, are you okay with me sharing this, Sid? Of like, yeah. Having text me? Okay. So Sid texted me asking for prayer because she had one of these fleeting thoughts while she was in her word. And it was so bizarre because I was experiencing the same exact kind of like in a funk season in my word. Like, it kind of felt like, maybe this is a different topic for a different day, but like when your Bible feels dry, you know, like it kind of felt like that a little bit, where I felt like the Bible was dry and I kept hearing things like, are you even getting anything out of this? You know?
And same.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. And when she texted me that, I was like, oh, this is weird, because I'm feeling the same way. And it was just interesting enough that like we both were in a season of like, obviously we're recording podcasts where we have to pour out, you know, not that we're preachers by any means, but we like to pour out how the Lord has moved in our life. So wouldn't the enemy want us to feel dry? Wouldn't he want us to be pouring from empty cups? So it's just like a good reminder that if you're having these seasons where you're feeling the enemy come at you, or you're having these thoughts, I would turn around and ask the Lord right away, Lord, what are you about to do through me? What are you about to use me for? Because the enemy is going to try and stop you, like Sid said, from spreading his word and wanting you to advance in his kingdom. So not that we need to like wear this badge of honor, like come at me, Satan, because honestly, don't even waste your breath with him. Like the Lord is going to use you and grow you according to his will. But it is just a good reminder to be like, you know what? I am getting a little pushback right now. So get away from me, Satan. And he has to flee. That's scriptural. And continue on. Go spend your time with the Lord without even wasting a breath of the worry that the enemy's trying to distract you and what that might mean. And like, don't live in anxiety and fear over it. But yeah, just know like God's going to use you for big things, and the enemy does not want that whatsoever.
And you just reminded me of a verse that I used to really be in the habit of saying all the time, anytime I had a thought that did not align with the word, and I want to get back in the habit of it. And I don't know what the scripture citation is, so you'll have to look it up. But it's, I submit to God, I resist the devil, and he flees from me. You know, because a minute ago you said it's scriptural truth. It is. I submit to God, I resist the devil, and he has to flee.
That is James 4:7. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yeah. And so declare that over yourself, like turn it around onto yourself. I submit to God, I resist the devil, and he flees from me in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Another thing I like to say is anything that cannot confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, get out of my life. Get out of this home right now in Jesus' name.
That gave me chills. I like that one.
Yeah. So We have a couple more soul scriptures we want to touch on today. And the next one is Colossians 3, 2 through 3. It says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. So obviously you didn't die, but your flesh, your old ways have died. They were buried with Jesus. And now your new life has arisen. You are a new creation in Christ. That's what the word says.
I like this scripture because it does remind us that it's very important, so much that it's in scripture, to not set our minds on earthly things. And that's so easy to do. I mean, earthly things are at our fingertips 24/7 through social media and entertainment. And I mean, just it's chaos all around us if we let it, you know? And so I do love this scripture. And it's one to be reminded of that if we continue just to keep resetting our minds, it's not just when you get salvation for the first time. Like, yes, we do die to self the minute we accept Jesus into our life. And that is our salvation. And you don't have to keep earning it every time. But it does say, like, whenever you are with the Lord, you want to walk with him. You want to actually live by him. And we do know scripturally that God doesn't want us just to accept Jesus in our heart and then go back to our old lives. That's actually not the gospel. The gospel is that you accept Jesus in your life and he completely transforms you. And he completely, like, you die to yourself and you actually walk with him. And so this scripture is just a good reminder that we have to continually reset our minds. You know, it's very easy to, like, go through seasons where you're like, I don't even think I've opened my Bible this week. I'm guilty of it. You know, and that's where we have to reset our minds on things of above and not on earthly things, where guess what? Your Bible is actually more important than just going to your job every day. Like, get up a little bit earlier and really make sure you set time with the Lord, because it is easy just to think, get up, eat breakfast, get ready for work, go to work, come home, take care of the family, go to bed and reset and do it all over again. The enemy is so good at getting us distracted, and that just stay busy, but like resetting your mind every single day on the Lord will keep you closer with him. So love that scripture. Our last scripture is Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. And this is actually one Sydney cited earlier, but it's, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. And obviously, like what we've been saying this whole episode, is that we don't want to live by our own thoughts and our own ways, because I'll tell you that will lead to death. And we know that. We want to live with the Lord's thoughts, the Holy Spirit, with him guiding us in everything that we do, because that is what's going to ultimately lead us to eternal life, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all the fruits of the Spirit. I mean, this scripture, I think, can even be a declaration over your prayer life, your intimacy with the Lord. Like, say, Lord, your thoughts are greater than my thoughts. Like, my thoughts mean nothing. And me and Sid even pray this when we're opening up our podcast. Like, Lord, we don't want just our thoughts. We don't want our words. We want your words. We want your thoughts. Because at the end of the day, we're just vessels, right? So if we're not really checking ourselves, it's so easy for the enemy to come in and confuse. And that is why we see a lot of people in our generation that live half in the word and half out of the word, because they're wanting to change the word in order to fit their ideologies and their lives, right? So love this scripture. And it's just clear as day that the heavens are higher than the earth. And it's just remembering our place. Like, God will always reign over anything that we do. And so I love that scripture.
All right. So if you're new to the podcast, every week we like to leave you with a soul assignment, which is just something applicable to take what we've learned from the word of God today and actually apply it to your life, instead of just taking it as head knowledge, going and actually putting it to work in our life, because we want to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. So our soul assignment this episode is to write out Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, just take a couple minutes, write out that verse on a sticky note, on a piece of paper, and use it as a bookmark in your Bible. Stick it in your Bible, use it as a bookmark, one of the two, and use that scripture, to read that scripture and pray it out loud and declare it over yourself each time that you do your time with the Lord. And pray for the Lord to give you his thoughts and his directions as you read the word and as you pray.
Yeah, I feel like this is important too, because it's just putting that extra protection on you as you go into your time with the Lord. And honestly, I'm working really hard in my own life to have time with the Lord all day. Like, it's not just a 15-minute encounter in the morning and then maybe a 10-minute encounter at night, but like really trying hard to be in conversation, keeping my thoughts pure, keeping my, whenever I'm at work, if I'm frustrated, like keeping him on the forefront of my mind. And so even this scripture, I feel like, is just a reminder that I should always be seeking the Holy Spirit and seeking his thoughts over my own. And so, yeah.
Good. And before we go, I just wanted to mention, so Jordan and I get a lot of just questions about different topics in our DMs on Instagram, which is so great. And it gives us ideas on for what to talk about on our podcast episodes. And so what we've decided to do is actually create a questionnaire where you can go in anytime and submit your questions, and we will actually talk about those and answer those on our future podcast episodes. We get a lot of questions, so we can't say that we're going to hit every single one in our episodes, but feel free to go to the link in our bio on Instagram. Our Instagram is at withinhersoul.co. And just click the link in our bio and you can submit a question, and we will potentially talk about that on a future episode.
All right. I'm going to pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for this listener. And just thank you for your Holy Spirit that allows us to just be in peace and comfort with you. And I just pray over any listener that might be struggling with doubts or the enemy tactics to confuse or just see our listener, and just knowing that she's fully protected by you, and that if that's happening, that she has a divine calling on her life and that she can walk in peace with you being able to fulfill that, because that if that is true, then that would be in your will and you're going to see her through that. And so we just thank you for your comfort, and I just pray protection over everyone that's listening to this episode, and that the enemy's tactics cannot derail them from your mission and your calling on their life. We just love you, and we thank you for all the things that you do for us, and all the things that we can't even see, and all the things that we can't understand. You're an all-knowing, all-powerful God, and we'll never be able to fully understand you, but we know that you will reveal everything that we need to know in your timing and what you see fit. And so we respect that, and we honor you, and we love you, and in your name, amen.
Thanks for listening in this week. If you'd like to connect with us more, head over to our Instagram at withinhersoul.co. We would love to pray for you. And before you go, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. We can't wait to chat with you next week. See you then.